plane we are all talking about, the Super Jumbo, performing for the first time at Farnborough. But this is the man we came to hear, the new chief executive of Airbus, who again apologised for the crisis at his company and promised a new way of doing business.
What we need now, especially in this critical situation, is not to haste, but to act quickly. Act rapidly, but without haste.
Key to the reform plan is this plane, the totally revamped A350, now with the initials XWB, extra wide-bodied. The plane maker is trying hard to win back the confidence of its customers.
You don't deliver on a promise for a customer, that is the most serious which can happen for a company.
Airbus will privately admit that the revamped 350 is the plane they should have offered a couple of years ago. Now it may be too late. Boeing has already sold more than 400 of the Dreamliner planes, and it hasn't even built the plane yet. Having seen the Airbus experience, Boeing knows only too well the problems it too may face.
New airplanes are very difficult. We're a little bit over in the weight from our target right now, and a little bit behind in schedule in some areas, but we have plans in place to address both, and we're on schedule for our first flight next year and delivery in 2008.
If Boeing is feeling pleased with the way things are going, back at Airbus, it's not entirely all gloom. The new chief is relishing getting to grips. Are you enjoying yourself yet?
It's almost a dream, even if it's a crisis. No, it's a fantastic company. These are fantastic, talented teams. An aircraft is a fantastic object. As a pilot, I'm very close to paradise. At the same time, as I'm really working very hard, I know we have very tough times in front of us.
With such fresh determination from the very top of Airbus, the message is clear. Boeing, you may have the upper hand for the moment, but be warned. Badly bruised Airbus may be, but the battle goes on. Richard Quest, CNN, at the Farnborough Air Show.